The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them, and from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and do not be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord. An ancient Chinese proverb teaches that a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. And probably the iconic single step that stands for all human journeys was taken back in 1969 when Neil Armstrong landed on the moon and said historically, "One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." Well, tonight at this Mass of Christian initiation, we celebrate like Neil Armstrong, both a small step and a giant leap for our OCIA candidates who are going to become Catholic tonight. But before I talk about you, do you mind if I talk about me for a minute? I will never forget how my parents took a single step on a 1,000-mile journey when they boarded an international flight to leave India and come to the United States. The year was 1976, and I was just a wee lad, 7 years old. But I felt like boarding that plane was like buckling in to the lunar module, like Neil Armstrong. Why? Well, because leaving India for me as a 7-year-old felt like I was going to the moon, leaving behind everything familiar and safe, my history and my home. This year, I will turn 57 years old, which means that small step my parents took on our family, for our family, launched a journey I have been on for 50 years. A journey of 1,000 miles, indeed. I have lived in New York and Hillsboro, Texas, Little Rock, studied in Dallas, Rome, Emmitsburg, Maryland, served as a priest in Little Rock, Texarkana, Fayetteville, Springdale, and finally, Fort Smith, the center of the universe. And the best part of the journey was not the places I saw, but the people I met. The people not only made the journey joyful, they often steered my journey in directions I did not expect to go, like onto the path of priesthood. But there was one companion on my 1,000-mile journey who has never left my side. Sometimes I could see him clearly. At other times, I lost sight of him. And that constant companion is Jesus. He told me he would always be with me. Back in 1976, when that plane took off from Indira Gandhi International Airport. How did he tell me that? Well, leaving my home, I felt like I lost everything that I knew, my food, my friends, my extended family. But I also became aware there was one I could never lose, namely God. And he is the one I should hang on to, no matter where I am. And he is the one who always hangs on to me, even if I were to go so far as to walk on the moon. Okay, now back to our OCIA candidates. Today, you will become Roman Catholic and take a small step that in reality is a giant leap of faith. You are about to leave an old world and embark into a new world. For some of you, it may feel like you're leaving behind everything you knew growing up, what you knew and loved, your family and your friends, your home and your history. And as you have learned about the Catholic faith and hopefully fallen in love with the Catholic faith, it may feel like you are virtually going to the moon by becoming a Roman Catholic. It will certainly feel that way to some of your family and friends who are not boarding the lunar module with you. Catholics often look like aliens to the rest of the world. But you candidates are not taking this small sacramental step today in a vacuum or spontaneously. Your whole life has been leading you to this day. All the choices you have made, all the places you have lived, all the jobs you have held, the hobbies you have enjoyed, the vacations you have taken, have in some small measure nudged you to this day and to this hour and to this Mass. You did not get here by accident. But most especially, it has been the people in your journey, a spouse, children, friends, maybe even a priest you played tennis against or sipped a martini with, suggested a path that you had not originally planned, the road to Rome. But there has also been an invisible companion on this journey with you, the same one who was with me, namely Jesus. Sometimes you could see and sense his presence powerfully. And at other times, Jesus' presence may have felt like he was on the moon. But he has never left your side, not even for a second. And today you will feel Jesus' sacramental presence in the Eucharist, where he will not only be beside you, but inside you, as food for the journey. Indeed, as St. Paul said in Acts chapter 17, verse 28, he is the one in whom we live and move and have our being. So today marks for our OCIA candidates both the end of one journey as they take their last step to become Roman Catholic, but also their first step in a new journey of faith as Catholics. Now you will have the pleasure of being the butt of Catholic jokes and memes. Like Catholics are called fish eaters because we don't eat meat on Fridays of Lent. You will be accused of worshiping Mary, of believing that every word that the Pope says is infallible and that you have to earn your salvation. But you know now, all that is just noise and nonsense. This evening, as you take your first few baby steps in the Catholic world, I hope you will feel the exhilaration I did when I landed and walked around John F. Kennedy Airport in New York, or the awe and the grandeur of Neil Armstrong strolling on the lunar surface. I hope you also can repeat with Armstrong that today may seem like a small step for you, but in reality, it is a giant leap of faith. As Bilbo said to his young nephew, "It is a dangerous business, Frodo, going out your door. You step onto the road, and if you don't keep your feet, there's no knowing where you might be swept off to. You may even be swept off into the Catholic Church." Praised be Jesus Christ.